Then she began to wish she could fly. She said, if I had wings, I would fly to him with the largest cake on my shelf. And said, all at once she felt herself getting smaller and smaller. And when she come to look, she had done turned to a bird. And she could fly. And say, ever since then, she been pecking her food out of hardwood. That's a red hammer, peck of wood. And say, she got on a large white apron and a big bow behind and a little red bonnet. And that's the way the peck of wood shaped up, too. Then where you go, bam, 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 pecking his food. That's why she done the reading. She picking her food out of trees.
And so that's how the woodpecker came
trying,
to be.
That's how he came to be like he is. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a good story. I haven't heard that one before.
No? Well, I thought maybe you had heard that one because I read that one myself.
I haven't heard that one. No. No. You had a book then that you read it
had
out?
Had a book that I read it out. And,
Well, did you ever know any other stories about how certain things came to be that you might have heard when you were little? I'm trying to think. I used to know some myself.
You know, I have known a lot of things. If I can get them to place, I get to them sometime. Studies a lot of things when I'm by myself. I can remember a lot of things. Then again, all of them vanishes away. Let me go.
I know I have a hard time remembering things too. And at my age, you're supposed to remember.
Sure is. Is either one of you married?
Yeah, both.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Y'all is some young looking little married women.
No children yet, though.
Ain't got no children.
We know.
y'all must have some children so you can know about it. so you can know how that baby has to come here.
Oh, I know.
Y'all will be hollering around there.
It's hard. I mean, nobody can tell you. I think you'd have to just go through it.
You have to go through it yourself. And, it's something to go through it, because I know when I went through it the first one, I said, great goodness, but you know you love the little old things I had to get you, and you go get another.
I bet you think you're never going to have one.
Sure do. You get another, and when time to have that other, every time for me to have one, I go to crying. Yeah, get a crying, because I know them pains and hurts. Ooh, Jesus. And I wouldn't want nobody to be seeing my stories. I'd be ashamed. And, boys, but when he get to come in here, that baby mean to come here, and he coming. Don't care what happened, he coming here.
You had all yours at home, too, didn't you?
Had them, everyone at home. Never been to a clinic with one. Never had a doctor with one. And I think about how I suffered with the second to the last one. I suffered kind of with that one. Because the hogs, we had lots of hogs, and my husband had a pen built, and it had a slip gap, we call it, in it. And when the hogs come up, I gonna pan up the hogs that evening. They was in the feed. I'm gonna pan them up, and the hog didn't care what he did. I take the two rails out like that and hold them. And my old belly sitting way out there, and I got them rails holding them. And I thinking all the hog going around, going in, and one jump through there and bumped me in the stomach. And I felt the baby when it swiveled, kicking like. And I said, maybe it ain't hurt me. I hope it ain't. So I went on. And that was that Wednesday, I believe. And so Thursday went to feeling so bad. They was breaking cone. I feeling so bad that to the house. And after a while, I went to seeing signs. I said, oh, Lord, ain't I going to be any chance? So when my husband come, I told him about it. And so he got somebody. And there I was from Wednesday evening, Thursday. No, it was from Thursday evening until Sunday evening. About 3 o'clock, I believe. No, it was a little 4-3. That baby born about 9 o'clock that Sunday morning. And it didn't never cry. It just whined. Just whined. It won't time for it. No, it won't quite time. It was just as big as all my other babies, though. Because that, when I got him, I didn't know it. No, I didn't know what was happening. Because I thought I was kind of slowing down. And when I look, I was full of baby again. So I fooled long then. When he come, the poor little thing, I tried to nurse him. He couldn't nurse. So I laid him down and they dressed him and laid him in the bed with me, and everybody was gone. I turned my back to him. And I'd examine him good. I'd open his little hands and look at him. And he'd every now and then he'd say, covered him up and turned over. And after a while, I heard him give a long little Then I turned over and examined him. He was gone. I said, well, so I called the children. My husband had went somewhere. And I said, this baby dead, y'all. And oh, them children was so sorry that baby was dead. And I was kind of didn't care because I was wanting to rest. I was tired of worrying with babies because I'd have to set up with them at night and be rocking them. Sometimes I was so sleeping, the baby hollering out, shaking it, trying to, and patting it, trying to get it quiet. So I didn't have that to do with that. But one long before I had another, that was my baby girl where I got. And she was the last one. But all of them, it was bad to have them all to me.
Even up to the last one,
to the last one. Be burning you up like a needle sticking.
I thought it'd get easier after you had a couple.
She didn't to me. Now, this lady up on the hill here, she used to say she didn't mind having them no more than she did going to the bathroom. I said, I wish I could say that. I said, I hate to think about having them babies. I said, now, if the head was as easy to have as that little body part, it'd be all right. And you make it with that head, then you all right. That other little part comes on. But that head...
She would
give you, I think, let me see what that they'd give us. I believe it was ginger tea they would give us long then. Give us some ginger tea, and they'd have whiskey. They'd use whiskey long then. It'd give you a good swallow of liquor. That's the fool you'd make you better than pain.
I heard too, I was talking to a lady, said that you could, if you're feeling, did you ever get morning sickness, you know, where you got sick to your stomach while you're carrying the baby, you know, sick to your stomach?
Ooh, don't say nothing when you first start off. Jesus, the first month, from the second month to the third one. You'd be so sick sometime. You'd feel so sick you'd be spread out on the ground anyway. I know one day I had been somewhere. I was craving for milk. And I went to my mother-in-law's to get a jar of milk. And I got it, and I started back home. And I got so sick, I just sat the jar down and laid down in the middle of the road. And I just heaved like a dog. Ooh, I just heaved. And you know what I used to have to eat? Put me a little bit of meal in flour. Little flour in it and cook that and eat it dry. I couldn't put much grease on it or nothing. I'd eat it naked, and that's all I could keep on my stomach for a while. And one day I wanted some mustard sardines. Now that was with the first one. And me and my auntie went to lay my mouth, and I got me a big old box of mustard sardines. I said, I'm going to eat my stomach full. And I started eating that stuff, and all at once I got sick on the stomach, and I like to heave myself to death. And I ain't like no more mustard. Don't eat it now. And I did the same thing with one with these canned oil sauces. Man, I gonna eat me a belly full of them oil sauces. I didn't see. I overhead. Lord, you talking about throwing up. Ooh, you throw up on anybody.
I know a lot of people have trouble with that.
They sure do. That's something. I don't know how many it makes you so sick, but it really do.
I heard a lady said that she heard a story that if you crawled over your husband in bed, he'd get sick.
That's right. They say crawl over him and lay him hip toed some of it. Mm-hmm.
Does it work?
It must be. Works a little bit. I used to crawl over mine sometime. He'd tell me, don't get over me. Yes, sir.
This lady said that she didn't ever want to crawl over her husband because she figured somebody had to go to work.
That's right. You're right. And if you crawl over him and mess him up, then all of you are messed up there. That's the truth. Yeah, that's a job. But now, this one we I lost when it died. I didn't get sick on the stomach a bit. Don't know when I got it. Because all the others, I'd get so sick. I'd get my mouth run water. I could look at anything, you know. If I go in that kitchen and it was cooking something, I didn't want to smell it. I'd have to get on out. But that one, I ate anything and didn't get sick on the stomach. That's the reason I didn't know I had it. Tell you know I went to showing good, and then I know it must have been a baby.
Did anybody ever do anything like put a knife under your bed to cut the pain?
That's right, they sure do. When them pain, now the first one you don't have no pains with him. Be just as nice, no pain. But Lord God, the second one. When my second one born and them pains went to coming on me, I'd be crying. I said, what the matter now? So Mama told me, she said, them after pains. She said, you're having them after pains. And boy, there you'd be as just them pains just eating you up. But the bees clearing you up. Or sometime when you're having them after pains, if you get up to the slop pot, boys, clots of blood drop out. Feel like you're having another baby. But when they fall out, you feel good when they come out.
So it's good. Kind of your body getting back.
back in shape, sure is. Hope a woman has a time. She has something to go through in this world, but she loves her chiller. Back over here and she'll fight over.
She went through so much to have them.
Sure did. She showed better. That's the truth. Sure better. Because I got 9 head living, and I love every one of them. 7 boys and 2 girls. Didn't want to go over that job no more. Like that lady right around there for me, she had 16, I think. This is favoring the time to go to grinding that cane up, making the syrup, giving them sweet potatoes. People used to have a lot of that to do, but they don't now.
You still have a cane mill around here?
No. Well, yes. The man up on the hill, they have a cane mill. He grinds cane. My husband sold ours a long time ago. Us quit.
Supposed to be real good for you, the cane juice and all.
It sure is. Every year, mostly, I make some syrup for a lady up there to on the other side of Lame Island. I get me a bit of juice, drink it. Make up her syrup. She wants me to make it up this year. I told her if I be able, I'll do it. But if I don't, she won't look for me. I'm getting old and crippled.
Did you ever have a baby that came out with a birthmark?
Not hardly. I don't think I did. Because I don't think, let me see, is I got a child with a birthmark on it. Don't believe it is. I used to be so. Now I got one on me. Got one right here, and got one on my back around there. I said, this is a little warm-mouth pooch there, look like him. Mama used to love the fish a lot. She'd catch a fish.
And so your birthmark looks like a perch?
Looked like a little old perch. This is tail part, and that is mouth open. I reckon that's him as you caught him on the hook.
Is that what she told you when she was pregnant? Did she fish a lot?
Yeah, Mama loved the fish. Tell she dreamed one night she caught a little woman out the George Pond. Remember that, Mama? Said she had fished till she caught a little woman. Mama was kind of scared to go to the George Pond then. She said, a little woman, she said the thing kept biting the hook, biting it. And when she pulled up, it was a little woman. And said that little woman cried, ooh. Told her she and Hoodie have to go for her good master call her. Mama said, she said, I didn't tell you to bite my hook. And my boy, I thought was in the woods, won't stun about getting old. He was somewhere else.
That's what I thought. He probably got distracted.
That's right.
Found something to do.
That's right. And them other boys, they just kept me laughing yesterday evening. One of them said, I believe I know what kind of oak to get to Miss Creedy. He's saying it's another. She'll make good baskets, I believe. I said, what kind of tree is that? He said, dogwood. I said, no gracious. Don't bring no dogwood towards me. I said, you couldn't even split a dogwood. I said, dogwood got crooked wood. Bars runs round so you couldn't split it for nothing.
And what happens when you get, like, up here near the top? We're about to...
I'm going to quit. Mm-hmm. Either I'll take me some splits and run them way down in here and piece that split.
But when you want to start doing the top, how do you do that? Would you...
With your... Now you take your piece of split like you want to run it up higher. You take your split and stick it right inside here. Or either stick it here. You stick one wide as that is. And it's stick it down like that, way down. And then when you come around here with your splits, you cut this off where you can hide it. It won't be seen. Do this in the same way.
I see. Two. So they all kind of are the same height.
That's right. Yeah, and you can cam up the same height. Stop.
A lot of work.
Sure is a lot of work. She know what I wanted. Thank you.
Looks like it's gonna rain today.
It sure do look like it's gonna rain today. And we still want to go down in the woods, don't we?
Yeah, if when you're ready, if you want to take a break, we'll go down in the woods.
We'll go down the road and say you can see the oak.
Probably ready for a break on that anyway. That's so quick though.
I'm putting another little one on the oven there while I'm putting it. Get a basket out of it.
Sure are. Mm-hmm. When you see an oak in the woods, what does it look like? How can you tell it's the right kind of oak?
By its bark, by the bark and the top. I can tell by the top. All the leaves ain't fell off them yet.
And what's different about the top?
The top, sometime when it go to turning in the fall like it is, you'll see them have, some of them has kind of red looking leaves on it. Show you when I get you down there what, how the white oak look and how the red oak look. The red oak have rough bark and have big smooth green looking leaves.
And you can't use red oak, right?
Sure can.
How come?
It won't split. Now, a big tree will split for pulses. But it won't split for no oak like this, for no baskets.
You ever tried any other kind of wood besides white oak?
I sure haven't.
That nothing else works.
Nothing else but white oak. If anything, a wick. Now, when I used to go fishing, it used to be some trees in the river swamp had pretty white wood. And I would look at them, I said, that would be pretty if you could make a basket out of it. But it pops right off. Sometime I be singing, doing, till I get tired and get up and go set up in the house and watch TV and go to sleep.
Before there was TV, though, you had to kind of make your own entertainment.
Sure did. But I makes the TV be my entertainment now. Go in there and set up, and I'll turn the TV on, and I go on taking me a nap while it's talking. I'm listening after.
Sure, could you make it to your phone? I'll get one shot.
got a big tractor.
That's right.
To a lady who's a midwife over in Jasper, and she was talking about having babies that were birthmarked, well, different things, like she had a baby born with only one arm.
Oh, gracious.
And his mother said that that was because she cursed out a one-armed man when she was pregnant.
Shauna. Oh, gracious. That's the reason I used to try to be very careful when I would get like that, because I'd hear them say you can mark it if you get mad with somebody or get scared, frightened, say, and then put your hands on yourself so you would mess up. So that's why I would be so particular. Sometime I'd be traveling on and see a snake, and boy, you'd see me going running, getting out of the way. I wouldn't tangle up with that snake. Because I had a cousin, had a daughter. She said she marked her at a big old white oak snake. And the way he marked her, she was a poor little short girl. She was no higher than that. And was a great big woman. And I'd be reaching up on the stove, cooking, just ragging around, poor little thing. And nice looking little woman. But her mother said she mouthed at a white oak snake. Said a big white oak snake, she got at him to kill him or something, and it fell out the tree and out along. All squirreled up. And said, after reading, I marked him at him. And that poor little girl died in childbirth. She got pregnant and died trying to have that baby. I said that she oughtn't have been had no poor little thing.
That used to happen quite a bit.
Sure did. It used to happen often. And I was glad to see when I had my 9, none of them was in the earphone. They was all pretty could survive, he said. Because I know a lady lived to Greensville, down there at Howard's. The girl used to pick up tongue oils in the plantation, and she had a baby. And the little child ain't got but one leg. Was born with one leg.
Do they know why?
I seen it from a baby up till it was about 10 years old. I believe about eight years old, I believe, the last time I saw it. And it was a nice looking little kid, and learned to walk with little crutches. And he could walk with them so nice, and had his little suit on and his little pants pinned up. And I was looking at him, and when she used to come to the clinic, it was a lady live over on the plantation over there, used to carry her baby to the clinic. And she said she'd see this lady to the clinic with the baby and say, when she go to put a diaper on him, she'd go sit somewhere and say she happened to peep and said the baby ain't had nothing but the little button and bring the diaper up. Between, it ain't had no leg over that side. I said, poor little thing. I said, she laughed at somebody with one leg. Laughing is catching. Laugh at these poor people. And the Lord give you something there that you got to contain with in your sight. I never did laugh at nobody. I tried to tend to my own business. Sure is, cause now some got children or grunt, just like a hog or something, and can't say nothing else. And it's marked that something bad, and it's so pitiful. I have seen so many pitiful looking children. I said, poor thing, it's marked to death. Now, I didn't raise him, but my husband and his wife raised him. My last husband, me and him married, and I leave him. And he used to be here with me. He died in 75. Yeah, because he just took sick. He was getting on good, I thought. And one night, my children was here from Syracuse, Charlie and his wife and his children. And Junius was here, doing all right. And he was a good, quiet boy. And he, you know, he was nice and he didn't bother nobody. Now, just like y'all, him, man, he'd be noticing if you left anything there, he'd get it and let you know you were leaving something. When my children would be leaving, he'd look around in that house and see was they leaving any of their things, and he'd bring them out to them. And all of them missed him when he went, because he went so uncertainly to us. He was up just like we is today, went to Laymount with Charlie and them, and ran in tonight, and in the morning when we found him, he was in a coma. Yeah, so went to bed, the last thing I said to him, and he said to me, he said, Mama, I said, huh, is that though, he couldn't talk good, he said, is that though next? Well, you know, he was particular about latching them doors. I said, yeah, Junius. He said, all right. So he went and got the slop pots and he sat one to my bed and one to his. And his bed, he was in that room there. So Junius went to bed and that's the last thing Junius said to me. I said, well, so I said, us and Junius sat up here. I said, if I had a thought he was sick, I'd ask him who he was hurting him. Because he didn't complain. And we got him to the doctor, and the doctor told us to hurry him to the hospital, but it was no good. Us carried him there. It Wednesday morning, and he stayed there till Thursday evening. He died.
What did he die of? A heart attack?
Or? He died with rocus. He had rocus at the brain. You know, he was afflicted. He lived good. I'll say a long time to be like he was. Now, he was marked. Marked or something. But he was afflicted. His hands was, you know, crumped up in his toes. His middle toe next to the big one was long on the big toe. And I tells Gwen she got foots like him, cause she got a long old big toe. Cindy used to quarrel with Junior, so he, when she was pregnant, you know, she'd fall out with him. He'd go over there and sit down with her and be quarreling with her and telling her what she ain't doing. That was her call self. Him and her was raised together. And he thought he could boss Cindy. He'd be telling her what to do and send me so mad she'd call her daddy sometime. Daddy, make Junius come from over here.
Well, what does that mean when your middle toe is bigger than your...
He was just ill for him. Yeah. He was just, just Mark. I don't know if it was Mark had a chicken or what, but he had a small kind of feet. He could wear a seven shoe. But he could have wore a smaller one if his big toe was in that other toe. Now, this your toe was longer than the big toe. It was sticking way out there. Yes, sir. Poor Junior.
Is there anything he could do for his hands and his
feet? He could, you know, he used the wood, split up wood for me, and sometime he'd tell me, Mama, I'll scrub that floor for you. I said, no, Junior, so I said, I'll scrub it. But I'd let him scrub the front porch because the front porch was wooden planks. But in the kitchen where the linoleum was, I wouldn't let him scrub because it put too much water down. But he'd be willing to have me scrub and do. Yes, sir. I missed the old Juniors.
Did he have a lot of pain with his hands? I know a lot of
He didn't complain about them. His little hands was weak. You could see he was weak. The way he was made, he had kind of weak hands. And he was kind of weak child. He wasn't strong like other men. He was kind of weak, but he'd do the best he could and help him. His mama was a little younger. She had him when she went with about, I don't believe she was about 13 years old. And they said the reason he was ill for him, said he believed it was the daddy's or the grandpa's one. I said, good God for him. I said, they couldn't do no better than that. I said, that's the reason the Lord fixed that poor baby up like that. And I said, that's pitiful.
Finished basket,
sure is. It's almost up high as it's gonna get.
And yesterday we got on film how you rim one, so that's good.
Sure is. Nice weather to work on a basket.
Oh, yeah. It's nice and cool.
Sure is.
It'd be so nice if the winter would just kind of stay this temperature.
And it'd be so nice. I'd love it like a ton of what.
When you were growing up, did you heat with fireplaces, or how did you heat?
That's right. We heat in fireplaces. All the time.
I see you got a nice wood stove in the kitchen there. Does that work?
That's right. That's a wood heater. I used to have it up till the people redid my kitchen and they detoured my flue place. Covered it up so I ain't got no more heater in there. I just keep it in there. So sister sprayed it. She said she sprayed so it'd be in there. But they used to love to sit around that heater. Look like everybody loved to sit around the heater when they come. That's where they'd be in the kitchen right around my heater. I said, I got a fire in the house. Y'all go in the house to the fire. everything in the kitchen around the heater with me in the kitchen.
Yeah, it looks like a nice, good one.
Sure is. Let's look for a rib for another day.